The following content is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. You're listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Tech Tips. Summer is finally here. Coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips, a recap of the first ever SightTech Global Conference on Assistive Technology, and from the American Foundation for the Blind, no-tech and low-tech solutions for older adults losing their vision. That's what's coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips. SightTech Global, a new and different mainstream accessibility conference. This article comes to us from Access World Magazine, and it is written by J.J. Madow. Assistive technology conferences have traditionally been planned from the inside, with their roots often steeped in the specialized technology companies we've worked with for decades. But when a mainstream industry group, which included members from the startup-focused website TechCrunch, among many others, tackled the overarching topics involved with visual impairment and technology, a much different perspective was shared. SightTech Global, owned by the Vista Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired in California, presented its first conference virtually this past December. The conference focused on the macro trends in technology and artificial intelligence and their intersection with assistive technology. Attendance was free. Panels included discussions of autonomous vehicles, which included both leaders of blindness nonprofits and automobile manufacturers, and a discussion on AI bias, which tackled some of the pitfalls of using technology to make assumptions about people or objects. Where other events have recently focused on the now, SightTech Global focused on the future, both near and far. And frankly, this was a refreshing change. The attention to detail given in making this event accessible often exceeded that provided by traditional conferences in this space. First, the entire event was made available online for no cost, using YouTube to deliver the main content. All main stage and breakout sessions were live captioned, and it was evident that speakers were given training on best practices. For instance, many panelists would identify themselves whenever they spoke to help listeners associate voices with names. Transcripts for all main stage sessions were also made available, making it easier to more quickly peruse or pinpoint content after the event. But beyond all that, the level of content and depth of conversation exceeded what many other events have provided in the past. Instead of just giving a simple demo of a new app, designers were asked about the fine details and the tools used to create the leading technologies of today. Discussions were sometimes developer-focused and sometimes big-picture-focused, but presented in a way that allowed participants both inside and outside of the industry to learn from the content. People who are blind or visually impaired were generally portrayed as sophisticated individuals with a wide variety of needs and expectations. I encourage you to delve into the conference sessions, but here are a few moments that caught my attention. A conversation with Saqib Shaikh. Day one began with an interview with Microsoft's Saqib Shaikh, co-founder of Seeing AI. The Seeing AI app is one of the most popular tools for reading text, identifying food labels, and sorting currency. Shaikh spoke about the early days of the app, which was developed as an experiment at a 2014 hackathon. Through a lot of persistence and research and development, the app came to fruition a couple years later. Seeing AI's development was based largely on user feedback. For example, developers learned that some people used the face recognition feature to identify the faces of United States presidents on paper money. This helped lead to the current currency recognition channel. The latest major update includes support for LiDAR, which stands for Light Detection and Ranging, available on iPhone 12 Pro and Pro Max. It uses augmented reality to place objects and landmarks in a three-dimensional field that can be heard using headphones. This innovation could provide additional assistance while navigating or serve as a better way to understand the layout of a room. Much further off in the future, the identification of a sequence of frames, in other words, describing streaming video, is something that the app may try to convey. Sheikh sees a fundamental change in how Microsoft and its employees view disability, saying, "It's much more just something that every team does by default. It's no longer this thing we ought to do. It's a thing that is our responsibility and that we do. So there's definitely a long way still to go. And I'm not going to say that things are perfect, but as I look across such a huge company, I've definitely seen big strides over the years. Game-changing technology. In the next panel, more technology leaders spoke of plans for enhanced or future products, often giving much more insight than would normally be shared publicly. Greg Stilson, head of global innovation for the American Printing House for the Blind, spoke of early research into a dynamic tactile display designed to act as a full-page Braille reader and graphics tablet. Most Braille displays available today include a single line of fixed-width Braille cells, with many 40-cell units costing $3,000 or more. A full-page display would overcome many of these limitations. As Stilson explains, the idea with this display is to basically utilize a lot of the mainstream capabilities for AI object recognition, scene detection, page filtering, and be able to really focus to bring that paper textbook into an e-textbook kind of concept for blind or low vision students. This would allow students to actually follow a book in real time along with their peers. Is what he calls the impromptu learning process. The eventual goal is to allow someone, such as a teacher, to connect to this tablet using a standard HDMI video cable or via a wireless technology, and then the graphic or information could immediately be felt on the tablet. Humanware founder and CEO Giles Pippin highlighted his vision for the Victor Reader Trek, a portable book player and GPS which is often used without a smartphone. Its utility may expand dramatically with some of the new features in development. This includes using built-in cameras to provide an audible view of your surroundings using computer vision and including indoor navigation support provided by the emerging Good Maps platform. These and similar features can help someone find their exact destination downtown to the foot, since GPS alone often is less accurate. A wearable that gives directions. In a panel of inventors, Keith Kirkland, co-founder for WearWorks, described a new wearable designed to help people get from point A to point B using haptic or vibration feedback. Unlike other wearables, which focus on detecting objects in the user's path, the Wayband uses map data to provide directions and guidance while walking. When facing the correct direction, the band will not give any feedback, indicating the correct direction of travel. Turning away from this direction will increase the amount of haptic feedback, such that turning 180 degrees would provide the most feedback because you are facing the wrong way. Simon Wheatcraft used a prototype version of the band to run 15 miles of the New York City Marathon independently as a blind person. The company is aiming for a June 2021 launch for the Wayband, which is expected to retail for $249. The future of computer vision. Computer vision, according to the panel moderated by Roberto Manducci, is the art of teaching computers how to interpret images and details. It's a big part of the technology behind apps like Seeing AI or Facebook's image tagging features. Panelists explored what they felt were some of the next frontiers for this ever-changing technology. For Dana Gerari, director of the Image and Vision Computing Group at the University of Texas, Austin, advancements in the near future will improve how images are described in context. If coming across a picture of a shirt on a shopping website, one may be interested in specific characteristics, such as if the shirt has a pocket. But at home, the interest may be focused on whether a shirt matches a particular pair of pants. Improvements also need to account for poor lighting situations or bad camera angles, sometimes inevitable circumstances when pictures are taken in a non-visual manner. The Orbit, Object Recognition for Blind Image Training, dataset is a project spearheaded by the University of London and Microsoft AI. It is collecting thousands of videos from users to build a set of data that will help to both recognize common objects of interest to the blind and visually impaired, as well as potentially provide a means for recognition of personal objects. The project has gone through two phases of data collection and hopes to release its set of data publicly in the future. For Cicely Morrison, principal researcher in human experience and design at Microsoft, a user-centered, hands-on approach is pivotal to utilizing these futuristic-sounding ideas. Many of the people that we work with, they've built their lives up. They're successful in doing what they're doing. And all of a sudden, you drop this technology and say, how would you use this? And it's like, I've got strategies. I've got my way of being. But we've also found that these early adapters are also people who can push the vision the furthest once they have the technology in their hands. Indeed, it's often the edge or unimagined use cases that drive the growth and development of emerging technologies. In conclusion, some may wonder why so many major organizations choose this time to launch a mainstream conference focused on technology for people who are blind or visually impaired. Sheikh Shakib puts it eloquently, "I often think that disability can be a driver for innovation, and we can look back at so many of the innovations that we're depending on today. From speech assistance, speech recognition, text messages, on-screen keyboards, or the touchscreen. They all have their origins in these challenging problems of someone with a disability and someone, an innovator, coming together in a partnership. When the power and leverage of large mainstream companies is combined with the knowledge and experience of users of their products, huge advancements in technology can quickly occur. SiteTech Global shows us a glimpse of what's possible and also how a truly inclusive conference should be run and imagined. If you are interested, you can pre-register for the 2021 conference. It is going to be held December 1st and 2nd. The website address is www.siteglobal.com/conference-registration. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. You will definitely want something handy to take notes with. This article will have a lot of website addresses and telephone numbers for the products mentioned. Maybe you're not the most tech-savvy person and you're dealing with vision loss for the first time in your life. Well, Access World Magazine has a pretty neat little article, and it is titled Senior Solutions, Low-Tech and No-Tech Tools for Independence. This article is written by Deborah Kendrick. One of the most heart-wrenching misconceptions still all too present in our collective consciousnesses is the notion that loss of vision equates loss of independence. With tools, techniques, and a dose of imagination blended with persistence, there have always been solutions to performing ordinary tasks without the benefit of 20/20 vision. Today, that is more true than it has ever been. What follows is a roundup of some favorite low-tech and no-tech solutions aimed at guiding older people losing vision down the path of continued independence. Most range in price from free to $100, and the few that cost more than that definitely warrant inclusion. Communication solutions for people with low vision. Reading your favorite newspaper or magazine, looking up a recipe or phone number, writing down your grocery list, or calling to make an appointment. All of these forms of communication are essential elements of an independent lifestyle. Traditionally, they require vision, but there are alternative tools and techniques for all of them. Staying on top of current events. A few decades ago, people with visual impairments could not have dreamed of the abundant access to up-to-the-minute news information available to us today, whether we can read conventional print or not. The hardest part, in fact, may well be choosing which methods to use and not losing yourself in a 24/7 news immersion. If you have a landline phone or mobile phone, NFB Newsline is a free service offering access to over 500 publications, localized weather alerts, TV listings, job listings, and more. You can read publications such as Time, The New Yorker, Family Circle, or your own local newspaper using only the keypad on your telephone. For the more technologically inclined, there are NFB Newsline apps for smartphones as well, but you can read just as much with an old-fashioned landline phone. Read local and national news, editorials, feature articles, and breaking news headlines. Find out what's on sale at many retail stores or what's on TV tonight. You can adjust the pace and content just as you would when holding a printed publication. Access is free for anyone who is blind, low vision, or otherwise has a print disability. Contact your regional network library of the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled or call NFB Newsline at 866-504-7300 to apply. Speaking of telephones, for those who just don't want to let go of the familiar landline phone but are struggling to see the buttons or hear the conversation, here's a phone that addresses both. the Serene CL30 cordless phone. It costs $79.95. It has large buttons that announce when pressed, amplification on calls, and talking caller ID. It is available from LS&S. If you want a mobile phone with features like texting and email and some internet access, but don't want to learn to use a smooth touchscreen, the Blind Shell Talking Cell Phone is a perfect blend of the simple cell phone and a more high-tech smartphone. You can dictate text messages and emails, listen to books and music, hear who's calling, and find out the weather or your own GPS location. Tactile buttons and voice input and output make the phone fun and easy for anyone to use. It has a headphone jack, SD card slot, and Bluetooth capability. It costs $349 from AT Guys Voice Assistance. By now, most people know about the Amazon Echo, Google Home, and Apple HomePod podcasts, and the many ways in which these voice-activated assistants can simplify daily tasks. You can buy most of these products for under $100, often under $40, and can enjoy a myriad of useful and entertaining skills using only your voice. Find out the weather, the news, sports scores, TV listings, or book and movie reviews, all just for the asking. You can set timers and alarms, call your friends and family, play games, do dictations, request millions of songs, and much more. There is a bit of finesse involved in phrasing your questions a particular way, but trial and error can be a great teacher. If you want more structured guidance, Mystic Access offers fun and entertaining audio tutorials for learning the various voice assistant products. You can purchase and download immediately, or if you aren't comfortable with downloading, order a tutorial to be sent on a USB flash drive or SD card. Visit Mystic Access for details. The website address for Mystic Access is mysticaccess.com. Talking to yourself. Communicating with yourself is a challenge when you can no longer read your own handwriting. You can use Alexa to remind you to do something or keep a list, but a much more convenient method is a personal recording device. The MicroSpeak Talking Digital Voice Recorder from AT Guys is a perfect, no-frills, reliable device. Turn it on and immediately hear an onboard recorded user's guide. 6 buttons, easily identifiable by sight or touch, make recording, pausing, and playing back messages a snap. Audible beeps confirm that the desired buttons have been pressed. Files are recorded in WAV format, but the device can play both WAV and MP3 files. Connect the device to a computer, and it acts as a mass storage device, enabling you to store recordings you have made on your computer and load files from other sources onto the MicroSpeak. The rechargeable battery lasts up to 20 hours. A headphone jack allows for private listening. For those who also have hearing difficulties, the MicroSpeak has plenty of volume. It is available for $59.95 from the AT Guys, or you can call 1-269-216-4798. Cooking and kitchen devices for cooks with low vision. With or without normal vision, most seniors are happy to simplify their cooking styles. You want to eat tasty, healthy meals, but anything that makes them easier to prepare independently is welcome. With one or more of these accessible countertop appliances, you may never feel the need to fire up the stove again. Instant Pot. When the Bluetooth-enabled Instant Pot was released a few years ago, blind and low-vision cooks were delighted at the accessibility gained by pairing this device with a smartphone. The bad news is that the Bluetooth model is no longer available, but a wireless version is. If you have an Amazon Echo, your wireless Instant Pot can be controlled with help from the Echo. Just say, "Alexa, cook rice," or "Alexa, pressure cook 15 minutes, and your dinner starts cooking. Amazon has also released a small microwave oven that is Alexa controlled. Again, you need to have an Amazon Echo to enable the Alexa feature. The Amazon Basics microwave is $60, and it has a 0.7 cubic foot chamber, and it operates at a lower 700 watts. Setting up either an Instant Pot or microwave with the Amazon Echo may require sighted assistance for the initial pairing. Once paired, however, Alexa will continue to see the other device, thus enabling you to set cook times and more without pressing buttons. No Alexa? No problem. A number of kitchen products have built-in speech and tactile buttons. The Black & Decker Talking Toaster Oven, priced at $339, can broil, bake, toast, or warm your food, enabling you to prepare everything from your breakfast bagel to afternoon pizza or chocolate cake. The tactile buttons and clear male voice take all the guesswork out of setting timers and choosing functions. The toaster oven is available from Blind Mice Mega Mall. You can give them a call at 1-866-922-8877 and Maxi Aids. You can call them at 1-800-522-6294. Another product modified by Blind Mice Mega Mall is the Magic Chef Talking Microwave Oven. It costs $329. It is slightly larger and more powerful than the Amazon microwave. The 1,000-watt unit has a 1.1 cubic foot chamber. Its built-in speech enables you to time and cook food completely independently. Several other kitchen products are available from Blind Mice Mega Mall, such as a talking cooking thermometer. The cost is $29. With the talking cooking thermometer, you can test and make sure that chicken really is cooked to the desired temperature. This thermometer takes two AA batteries and announces temperatures in either Celsius or Fahrenheit. You can visit Blind Mice Mega Mall online to order or browse. Their website address is blindmicemegamall.com, and Blind Mice Mega Mall is all one word. Low Vision Solutions for radio and TV. For those folks rooted in tradition who love listening to a favorite AM or FM radio station, the Sanjian PR-D17 Talking Portable Radio, priced at $83, is a sleek and unique entertainment tool. This baby boombox-style radio delivers amazingly powerful sound and is 100% accessible. Plug it in and it starts talking immediately. It tells you it's powered on and that the current language is English. All buttons are distinctly tactile. On the front, there are two rows of five buttons each. The top row for changing the mode from FM to AM to auxiliary, and buttons for setting alarm and sleep timer, checking the time, etc. The bottom row has the braille numbers 1 through 5 and are used for the 10 preset stations, 5 for AM and 5 for FM. As you turn the tuning knob, each click announces its frequency. When a preset is recalled, the frequency of the station is announced. All functions are announced in a clear female voice whose volume can be set separately from the volume of the radio itself. The radio operates on AC power or with six C-cell batteries. It is available from Amazon and elsewhere. If TV is more appealing to you than radio, the 32-inch Toshiba Fire TV, priced at $129, allows you to watch any of your favorite streaming services like Netflix, Disney+, Prime Video, etc., and control everything with your voice. Press the Alexa button on the remote to tell the TV to play the next episode of Bush or Pick of the Litter, and wait for your show to load. Tell Alexa when you want to rewind, go forward, pause, play, or change programs. This is the smallest and lowest priced in a line of talking Fire TVs. If, however, you already have a TV you love, but it's difficult to operate the controls without sight, the all-new Fire TV Cube, priced at $119, can turn any TV into a hands-free model. Tell Alexa to turn on the TV and launch your favorite streaming service, cable channel, or specific program. You might say, Alexa, play Season 3, Episode 4 of The Crown, and just wait for the show to begin. When the TV is turned off, the Fire TV Cube can provide other information when asked, such as the time, weather, word definitions, synonyms, brief bio of your favorite celebrity, etc., in the style of other Echo products. Low Vision Lighting. For those with some usable vision, sometimes having just the right light can make all the difference in managing the task at hand. This sleek, color-changing desk lamp allows you to adjust the color of light to suit the time of day and situation. Rotate the switch to adjust from warm light to natural, hyper light to incandescent yellow. The cost for this lamp is $49.95, and the model number is 40119. From LS&S. What sort of lighting will be beneficial to you will depend on your sort of vision loss. The above desk lamp, with its color-changing features, should allow most users to find a style of lighting helpful to them. In addition to the above, LS&S offers other lighting options. Many blindness product companies will have lighting options available, but it is worth highlighting the company Magnifying Aids. This company has a range of products specifically aimed at those with low vision, including a large selection of lighting options. The two companies mentioned in this section were LS&S and Magnifying Aids. The website for LS&S is lssproducts.com. The website address for Magnifying Aids is magnifyingaids.com. Back to basics. Sometimes the simplest solutions are the ones most needed and valued. Adhesive dots, sometimes called loke dots or bump dots, come in a variety of forms, from tiny clear dots the size of a Braille dot to large brightly colored foam bumps half the size of a pencil eraser. Use a variety of them to mark buttons on appliances, keys on a computer, or buttons on a standard landline telephone. Locator dots are available from most of the companies mentioned in this article, as well as from the independent market of the National Federation of the Blind. You can give them a call at 1-410-659-9314, or you can visit them online at nfb.org. While on the NFB website, be sure to take advantage of the free white cane offer. A long white cane, after all, is one of the most basic keys to unlock an independent lifestyle for anyone who is blind or low vision. If you still have vision sufficient for moving about an unfamiliar environment, consider the long white cane as a tool for communicating to others that you don't see well, thus avoiding the impressions that you might be clumsy or clueless. Finally, the tools mentioned in this article are just the beginning, the proverbial tip of the iceberg. The best path to learning to live a full and independent life with low vision is often found in the company of others. If you can find peer groups, low vision support groups, rehabilitation training centers, and consumer organizations of blind and low vision people, your knowledge base and techniques will grow. During this article, several companies and organizational websites were listed. Here's a recap of those websites. The local chapter of the National Library of Congress for the Blind and Physically Impaired is the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Their website address is nclbph.org. The online tutorial company is Mystic Access, and their website address is mysticaccess.com. Another company listed was AT Guys. Their website address is atguys.com. Several companies were listed where you could purchase accessible appliances and products. The first one is Blind Mice Mega Mall, and their website address is blindmicemegamall.com. Next up was Maxi Aids, and their website address is maxiaids.com. Next up was LS&S. Their website is lssproducts.com. The next company was Magnifying Aids. Their website address is magnifyingaids.com. And finally, the National Federation of the Blind website is nfb.org. We've run out of time for today's episode of Tech Tips. Be sure to tune in next month. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Tech Tips is readily available as a podcast after this broadcast by visiting our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And as always, thank you for listening to Tech Tips.